You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, November 7, 2018, week 265. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
We're Destiny Pizza, and we're here for you with some Weeviewed Reviewed. Which one should I should we do oldest to newest?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, sure.
I saw Edward Scissorhands again. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it in a long time, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen the whole thing. I've seen parts of it.
For Halloween this year, I decided to watch some Tim Burton movies, even though I don't like him.
You don't like Tim Burton?
He's all right. I think he's overrated.
Yeah, I like stuff he does. I like that he has like
he has a style that he sticks to.
Yeah, I like that, but like doesn't mean I like every single thing he does, because some things don't fit it in my mind. But a lot of stuff I like of his.
But yeah, so I watched Beetlejuice and this, and then I realized it's been a long time since I've seen this movie, and I dug it, man. Because they remastered it in 4K, and I think his style of like how weird it is, like it's eerily perfect.
Yeah,
lends itself to 4K because it just makes it look even weirder.
That makes sense.
But the weird thing about watching this movie back to back with Edward with Beetlejuice is you see like Winona Ryder age a little bit.
Yeah,
which is kind of strange. But yeah, it was a fun movie. I really liked how the mechanics of his hands and Vincent Price, I didn't remember that he was in the movie. He's like Edward Scissorhands inventor, which is cool because I know Tim Burton was a big fan of Vincent Price. So that must have been really cool to have him in the movie. And yeah, you see young Johnny Depp, which is kind of weird. It's especially weird because he almost gets raped. And now we know how he treats women. So it's like a weird story, but yeah, good movie.
Yeah, I need to see it. I need to actually watch it.
Yeah,
because I don't really remember. I remember even the bits I've seen, I don't really remember. I think I remember that on trimming scene where he trims all his animals.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah, and then he starts trimming dogs, and he cuts hair. And then that girl, that lady who's like always hitting on him, who like almost rapes him. Like has an orgasm while she's cutting his hair, or while he's cutting her hair. And then I didn't remember that the dude from Breakfast Club, what's his name? He's Winona Ryder's boyfriend.
Yeah,
he's in like Weird Science and
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, he's like he looks so weird in this movie because he's not like a small scrawny kid.
Yeah, like he's in like TV shows now.
Yeah.
Like, You wouldn't think that's the same guy.
Yeah, if you like hide his, if you look at just his eyes and his nose and his mouth, then you'll know.
Yeah, yeah.
But
if you're looking for it, you could probably see it.
Yeah.
But if you just showed him, like, oh, that's, you wouldn't think that's the same guy.
Yeah.
I don't think.
So that was really weird. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Cool.
Go watch it. Then I watched The Witch, which I watched a little bit of it last year because it was on my horror movie list.
That's supposed to be good, right?
Yeah, it was spooky.
Spooky, yeah.
It's like a Puritan. They say it's like the subtitle is like it's The Witch, a Puritan folktale. And it's about a family who moves here from England. And then they live in like the woods. And he's trying, the family, the dad is trying to like farm, but he's like failing. And then the eldest daughter is watching a baby and she's playing like peekaboo with the baby. And one time when she closes her eyes, the baby gets snatched. And then like the mom resents the eldest daughter and the father's defending her. And there's like the eldest daughter, a son, twins, and then like the baby that gets snatched. And then in the beginning of the movie, you find out that the baby got snatched by like a witch. And that's kind of gruesome. It reminded me of that Game of Thrones episode where the red, wasn't it the Red Witch? Is that her name? Melisandre?
Yeah. Red Priestess? Red,
yeah.
Red Woman, sometimes
she takes off her necklace and you see like this old woman.
Yeah.
there's like two scenes in this movie where it reminds you of that.
Oh. Okay.
Because like the witch that you see is like gross looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is definitely not like a sexy, like Sabrina is there.
Yeah.
She's like the young sexy witch.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this one where it's like gross looking.
Yeah. Like more witch, like more stereotypical. Yeah.
But they speak really weird because it's like a Puritan times. So it's like,
yeah.
I took pictures of it while I was watching the movie because I was sending it to one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would take a picture, it was, okay, so she says, it was a witch mercy. You speak right. And then thou shall have of it in heaven. I promise thee that. Speak not a word. Weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is in this movie. They speak really weird.
It's the times.
Yeah.
We speak weird back then.
But yeah, it was a crazy movie. It's made by the same people who made Hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie's officially endorsed by the Satanic Temple.
Okay.
Which doesn't really mean anything.
I don't know what that is. But
I think it's they endorsed it for accurately portraying witchcraft or something. I don't know.
All right.
But it was a weird movie. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a weird movie because it's like a horror movie, but it's not. It's intense, has some intense scenes, but like, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's like a purely horror movie because it walks this line where you're like, is like based on what we know about the Salem witch trials, how much of it is people acting? And how much of it is reality? And it kind of like straddles that line of like, is this real life or is this not?
Mm-hmm.
And you find out. It's interesting. Give it like a 7 out of 8.
Okay, cool.
You watched a newer movie than that?
Yes, I saw a movie called Mid-90s. Written and directed by Jonah Hill.
It already came out?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's in theaters now.
Hmm.
Pretty short movie, too. I think it's less than an hour and a half.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was surprised. I was like, oh, I didn't know they made movies this short nowadays. But, yeah, it's basically the story of this kid in the 90s. Apparently, I think it's loosely based on, like,
on his life.
On his life. But it's this kid who's like trying to make friends with these new kids who are all skaters, so he like really gets into skating and stuff. It just makes me think back, like when we used to skate for like tried to skate for like a
second.
And they're
like, "Why are you wearing all those pads? Did you guys go to BB Park?" And we're like, "Yeah,
yeah." It's like it never went that intense, but yeah. So it's kind of cool looking at the 90s and stuff. But yeah, it was a pretty good movie. It's kind of like it kind of felt like I was watching, not really like. It felt almost like a documentary kind of thing, but not. It wasn't like stylistic like that, but just felt like a snapshot into this kid life and stuff. And it was really good. I really liked it. It was cool. And like, I think all the actors, like, I think they got. I heard an interview with Jonah Hill. They got a bunch of skaters and made them act instead of getting a bunch of
actors
and trying to teach them to skate because the skating's like looks like it's like real skating. They're like really skaters. So that was all done well. But yeah, it was interesting. It's kind of a movie I need to see even again just to like, because I feel like it's very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like.
Like Sleepaway Camp with the pedophilia joke.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
He's like, oh, I get it. I need to watch this again to see all the
crumbs. To appreciate the art.
Yeah. But yeah, mid-90s is kind of like, it's kind of more realistic in that way, in that everything like.
There's subtlety to it.
There's subtlety to it in that, like, all the people, like, the kids and their friends and all their relationships with each other, it's, like, it's more how it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, nothing's really spoken about clearly and straightforward. It's kind of just, like, oh, this is how it is kind of thing. So, I thought it was really well done. I really liked the movie. I'd give it a 7 out of 8.
Nice. And then I watch Prospect, which is a new movie that came out on Friday in limited release.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's getting released in some Regal theaters and then it's going to be on the streaming platform, but we got a screening link.
Mm-hmm. I've yet to see it.
Yeah, I've yet to see it. I think you're waiting for my review. And then
yeah, you got to tell me yay or nay, and then I'll,
then I'll watch it.
Oh, okay.
But it has Pedro Pascal in it and Jade Duplass of the Duplass brothers,
mm-hmm.
and Sophie Thatcher, who's been in some stuff. But it's like a takes place in the future, and they live like off. They live in the space,
mm-hmm.
and it's Sophie Thatcher and Jay Duplass's care. Like they're, it's a father daughter relationship. Something happened to the mom, and they're trying to get money, so they go to this moon that's toxic, and it's like the last time they're going to be able to go there to prospect this valuable material. And they get robbed and stuff happens. It's kind of like a, if like a gold mining movie happened in mm-hmm. space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they have to team up. Like Pedro Pascal's character and Sophie Turner or Thatcher have to team up even though they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
To survive. So it was a really good movie, and it's like kind of trippy because I think this is, we were talking before the podcast, this is kind of where space movies are going,
mm-hmm.
where it's not like overtly action-y, or it's space is purely just a setting.
Yeah, yeah. It's a, the type of movie, the genre of the movie is different than what. Like, it's not then just because it's space doesn't mean it's like gonna Star be like
spaceships
Wars.
And it's like action fighting. And war and stuff. It's
yeah, it's like that's like, just where
it's just where it's set.
Setting. It's like a, it could be easily set like in the desert or like on an island or
it's a Western movie set in space, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where it's like they've heard stories about this vein of ore or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and they think they found it. And then things go wrong. So I really liked it. It was, I give it an 8 out of 8.
Cool.
Go check it out when you get the chance. If you, anyone that's out there mm-hmm. that can, they're like, oh, it's playing near me. I think it's playing in LA and New York right now. But, really good. And it's like based on a short film that came out in 2014 or 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what happens. I regret not. Now I regret not interviewing them when we had the chance.
Yeah.
But it's weird to give.
We should have got the screener earlier and then watched it and then.
And then interviewed them. Yeah, it'd be making more sense. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to knock them for that.
That's okay. Next time.
Next time.
If there is one.
Yeah. I'm going to send her the link to this. Be like, listen, we reviewed your movie.
We
thank
said
you.
It was good.
Yeah,
I liked 8 out of 8, the highest honor, a whole pie.
But I, yeah, 8 out of 8. That's 100%. But, and they're like, but you gave these two other movies 7, so what's your scale?
It's like, did you watch those movies? They're pretty good.
Yeah, we only watch good movies here. Yeah. But, yeah.
I'll give you plenty of movies. I gave bad scores. So you can tell me. You're better than Venom. You're twice as good as Venom.
There you go. That's quite the award.
Put that on a poster.
Yeah, twice as good as Venom.
Per two different people's scales.
Yeah.
That's the other caveat.
So yeah, go watch this movie. It was cool. I really like, I don't know if it's because I've been watching so much Adam Savage videos. Mm-hmm. I really like the design of like the spacesuits that they have and the tools and like all the things. Because it seems futuristic but present at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we had to leave Earth right now because of some great catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. Might look like this.
It might look like that because mm-hmm. like some of the buttons look like things you would just buy at like Home Depot or Radio Shack.
Yeah.
RIP Radio Shack. You're not buying anything there anymore. But it's just like simple things. But then they use like this weird language that's not like English.
Oh, really?
So it's like strange because like there's handwritten stuff that you don't understand.
Oh.
And then there's like this few scenes where they speak this language that we don't understand. So it's interesting.
Huh.
It's like really weird.
Yeah. Cool.
But then music's a really good part of it. I don't know. It's just, it's a good movie. Go watch it. Let's talk about TV.
All right. I wanted to talk about episode of Supergirl that they did, which is really cool. The Arrowverse, they're doing good stuff. I like, mm-hmm. I think every show's like They course corrected from like last season's, and I think they're doing good things on those shows. But this episode specifically, it was pretty interesting because the whole episode was like a villain origin. But I thought they were like poking a lot of fun at the way like they handled the Batman versus Superman thing. Like, so basically the origin, like, this season's about, like, it's political too, basically. But it's like aliens are on Earth. So the whole thing is about like aliens coming to Earth and like assimilating with the people. Like they're like the president in that world gave the aliens like amnesty to become citizens and stuff. So it was like his perspective. They like did flashbacks and like he's been like his dad was like a big anti. It's basically like the equivalent to
like a Mexican thing.
Yeah. So it's all like, but this is like
you got to watch out for that migrant caravan people.
Yeah. So
let's send all the troops to a place where like a bunch of women and children are coming, unarmed women and children. Oh yeah, they'll be here in 2 months. Ignore that aspect.
Exactly. But yeah, it's kind of weird but kind of interesting. Because his dad's like that kind of character, where he's these aliens are coming in here and taking all our jobs. They're all got super strength and stuff.
Is this a Kevin Smith episode?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'm always curious to find out which ones.
Yeah, I don't even know which ones are his because it's hard. You can't really.
They kind of. That's what he says. Like he's like, yeah, like they know what they're doing.
It's all stylistically like the same.
It all blends. It's not like you can tell.
Yeah, but like they got that character, and then. He's not so anti it, but then stuff keeps happening
that it's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Where he's like, the aliens aren't so bad. And he's like, he works in like a steel plant. And then like the aliens have this new metal that they're making production. He's like, and stuff. But then a couple seasons ago, there was like an alien invasion. They're like, look at these aliens. They're coming in trying to evade and stuff. And they just cut from moments of the other seasons and like how it affected them and stuff. They're just like, they kind of got a point. Like there's literal aliens trying to screw them over, but like they don't play it that way. It's kind of interesting. And a couple seasons back, they revealed like the president was an alien. So they're like, and then this season they revealed that to the world. I'm like, that is pretty messed up. If there was like that had happened legitimately in the world. That'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah, like if we found out that Donald Trump was an illegal immigrant, and that's why he he gives amnesty to all the illegal immigrants, and he secretly gives himself amnesty.
Yeah, but
More realistically, if we found out that Donald Trump was a racist and he only sided with racists,
yeah. Well, that's where like they draw the lines of like this wouldn't exactly parallel to the real world because it's very different. But yeah, so they just kind of showed how this guy became like just warped by his reality, and I thought it was kind of what they were trying to do for Batman vs Superman. Like if like Batman was affected more, because like the end result is his dad gets killed because of the aliens. So if someone better, I know they tried to do it with that random dude who worked at Wayne Enterprises dying, but they should have done it someone better. Like It just felt like they were just poking fun at that storyline.
And, like, perfected it.
And, like, perfecting it to something that makes sense of motivation. And I was like, this is, like, way too on the nose to be a coincidence. I think they just make fun of their own movies in it. But, like, that's, like I like when they do every now and then they do these, like, offshoot episodes that are kind of way different from the rest of the show. Like, one time they did, like, an episode, they flash back to, like, when they were younger, and they did like a whole episode there, and I was like, that's a really cool idea.
I'm gonna get back into this Arrowverse.
Yeah, I think they're like, because Arrow right now, like, he's in prison right now, and it's like a lot better where he's just like, he's not even Green Arrow, but he's just in prison.
It's better than the island. They still flashback to the island.
They caught up, so now, but they don't do it every episode, but one episode they flash forward to the island.
He goes back to the island?
But someone else is on the island. It's his son.
Crazy.
And it's Arsenal, I guess the Red Arrow guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do it every episode, so it's kind of like they've only done it once, and it's been like four episodes. So it's not like a constant thing. Yeah, so once you get past all those flashbacks, it's like a lot better.
That's
so irritating.
I think I stopped on the season that I'm like, oh, there's no more flashbacks, right? And you're like, no, this whole season is on the island. And I was like, this is the worst.
Yeah, season two was like all island.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is...
It doesn't get better with the flashbacks, too, because they go to, like, China.
I have so much stuff to watch. I'm so, like, behind on everything.
Yeah.
But then part of me is just like, oh, yeah, let's watch How I Met Your Mother for the 20th yeah, time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like, you could probably watch highlights and be like, get the gist.
No, see, I can't do that.
Yeah, true.
It's like Walking Dead.
You need like, yeah, that's true. Walking Dead highlights would be awful, too, because there's no, like...
Yeah, because I'm on the season.
That's not as
I'm
enjoyable.
I'm stuck on all the seasons that are really bad.
Yeah. I haven't even been following up with the most recent Walking Dead season.
I heard it's horrible.
I think Walking Dead broke me.
Yeah.
I lasted very long with it.
Yeah, it's like...
I may be broken with the Walking
Dead. Gotham?
Gotham broke me pretty early. I saw two seasons of it. But I may go back... season finale, I'm still thinking of watching that.
Series
finale. It's 10 years. Like, yeah. It sounds interesting. Maybe it's probably not as interesting as I'm making it up in my head. I'm like, ooh, what have I been missing? I'm like,
it just
much.
Seems like such a long time ago that we were like, we watched that pilot early.
Yeah.
Like we were able to get access to the pilot of that and the Flash.
And the Flash, yeah.
And I was like, look at this world that is unveiling itself to us. Like, what a beautiful world you're going to live in. And then we got the reality of it. And it was good for a few seasons. Like,
yeah, Gotham, I liked that first episode. But
that first season was good.
First episode, and then they backed away from all of it, it seemed like. They were like, oh, here's all the characters. And then like that, you watch more episodes, and they're like, it's not about these characters.
Yeah,
and
then they pivoted. It's about this annoying kid.
Yeah, they pivoted. And apparently they course corrected. I don't know. I stopped paying attention because I'm like, this is just too much. But... yeah, especially when they're doing other shows, like they're doing Titan. Like the other shows they're doing now, there's like, I want that. I'd rather have the character. I don't want to see the prequel of all these villains and Jim Gordon running around being like, I'm so bad at this. I wish Batman was here. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that Supergirl episode because it was interesting.
Okay. I finished Making a Murderer Part 2.
Cool. How was it? Did he get out? Are they free?
They're not free.
Is there season 3?
It's like so frustrating. Because
is it
now I have to follow the news and hope that season 3 doesn't come out.
Yeah.
Because you're like...
Or ignore the news and maybe they get free.
Yeah, maybe.
That's impossible, I think.
But she lays out all this evidence because I guess in Wisconsin you can do that where it's a Denny law.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have... If you want to prove the innocence of someone who's already been accused, you can show... like other likely suspects based on the evidence that is on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she does that. And like, she did that to one person. Mm-hmm. And that person was very upset and calls to, they call. It's like, cause like, do you remember the case?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So like his sister, Brendan's mom, like just got divorced and remarried to a former cop.
Yeah.
And Brendan's brother and stepfather are one of those suspects.
Oh, whoa. In the murder?
In the murder.
Damn. Really?
Yeah, because Bobby Dassey was one of the last people to see her.
They don't think they went into that in the first season.
They do. They touch on it.
Okay.
So, like, and so...
And their whole thing was, it's just a random stranger. Yeah,
she, like, calls... His sister calls Steven and is like, they're looking into them, like... And then you start hearing them yelling at each other. He's like, if you get out, I'll freaking kill you. And he's like, come at me. I'm not afraid of you. The way Steven says it, though, is like, you're like, oh, my God, what a sweet guy. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I'm not afraid.
He's got a weird, like, voice, the cadence. I don't know the way he talks.
Yeah, it's a really weird cadence because you're like, this guy's kind of slow.
Yeah.
But the way that guy reacts, you're like, this guy sounds guilty for sure. Like,
yeah.
He's just so angry. And I guess I would be angry too if I was a suspect in something I didn't do. But like that, I don't know. Maybe I can't relate to it as well as I think I can.
I feel like it's hard to know the reaction, your real reaction.
Yeah, because I don't like
hypothetical reaction is pretty easy.
Yeah, you're like, dude, that wasn't me. Like, I'll show you.
Yeah,
but like
I was here.
The evidence, because like it turns out that Bobby Dassey gave false testimony because he says she did leave, and then he says that he didn't see her leave in reality. And then he had like all this crazy stuff on his computer of like mutilated bodies and child pornography. And they didn't mention that during the case.
Wow.
And then, so like she presents all these cases and then the state is like, nope, you can't submit that. Nope, you can't. And you're like he is so screwed. Like he is literally in the worst position because Wisconsin is going through all this corruption stuff going right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where this guy who's like,
well, didn't they in the season one, right? They did the thing with the cop. They like, am I mixing this up with something else? I thought they like found a corrupt cop or something.
Yeah,
they did have a corrupt cop.
Yeah, and then
they like found the
solicitor, but the solicitor general is like, I am not going to allow any retrials or anything. Like yeah. this guy, and then they're suing the United States government because the federal government's trying to investigate Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's suing the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, this is like, jeez. Like they could not have chosen a worse time.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that the coroner was being bullied, and like the coroner, if there's a dead body on scene, the coroner is like the highest ranking official, so she could have technically had those cops arrested. But they didn't call her about a body being found, like Teresa Halbach's body being found.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like madness. I don't know. You need to watch this.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Because I just am looking for more people to talk about this with. Because it's just like crazy. Just mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I spoiled some of the major things for you now.
That's okay.
But
I'll watch it's even more, I forget.
It's even more mind-melting because you're like, how is that allowed that they don't have to mention that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird thing.
And then, like,
you actually get a look into the law and, like, there's a lot of sloppiness and
the legal system, because, like, Brendan Dassey, like, you see the appeals process where it goes to, like, this place, they lost. Brendan Dassey's lawyers lost. And then it goes to another person, and then they lost. And so they raise it to, like, the federal. And then it gets approved, and then the state goes back and says, like, no, we want it this way, where it's in front of, instead of three judges, it's in front of all nine judges. And then, like, the Brendan Dassey's lawyers lose, and you're like, what is going on? Like, this is so crazy. And then
where are they going to end up? How does this end?
Yeah, and they're arguing whether or not, like, this guy was coerced into a confession. And some people are like, it is so obvious that he was. And other people are like, nope, that's our legal system. And I'm like, that's not a good legal system.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So I watched that. And then I've been watching Hilda, my new favorite Netflix children's show, which is kind of children's, but not. It's like kind of mythical. And it's fun. I wake up extra early in the morning. On weekdays before work, and I'll watch an episode, and then I start my day.
There you go. How many episodes? How many seasons? I think
it's 10, just one season so far.
Okay.
Watch it. That's another show I recommend. It just takes the edge off of Making a Murderer Part 2.
Yeah. Very different.
You're like, oh, it's a little girl who has like an English accent or something, like mythical animals. So.
Now I finished Daredevil Season 3.
Amazing, best season?
Amazing season. I think it's my favorite Netflix season they've done of any of the shows.
It's a shame that people aren't watching it, because I heard viewership is just plummeting.
I know. I think it's all the other shows dragging it down. But Daredevil's always consistently been the best one. Like, from 1, 2, to 3, they're all good. They're all good. Yeah. But yeah, they really good. Like, if you had to, like, not, because I know you dropped off the other shows, I'd just jump right to this one. Even without Punisher. Because, like, this, like, if you're only going to watch one, I'd watch Punisher too, but
you,
like,
know,
if you're gonna watch one, this is the one I watch, and you wouldn't skip it. You wouldn't miss a beat.
What's her name? Is a big D&D player. What's her name? Girl.
Like Karen Page.
Yeah,
I forget the actress name.
She's in Force Grey Season 2.
Really?
I didn't know they did a Season 2 of Force Grey with Matthew Mercer and like the Indian Utkarsh from Blindspotting.
Yeah,
there's like all these people in it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids from Zack and Cody.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Are they twins?
Sprouse.
Are they twins?
Yeah.
Or is it one person who plays two parts?
Brian Posehn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all these people, and it was her. And I was like, this girl looks so familiar.
Yeah. I've seen her before somewhere.
And then you get to see more of Matthew Mercer's DMing, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah, but really good season. This is kind of like almost like Daredevil Season 2, because it's like.
That was a good Season 2.
Like, well, I mean.
Is Stick return? Does he return? Is he dead?
He died in Defenders?
I think so.
Forget when. I think Defenders. I think he was killed in Defenders, but no, he doesn't return.
Okay.
But it's, well, I mean, it's Daredevil Season 2 in the sense, like, it's about, like, Wilson Fisk, so it's like kind of like 1 to 2. Because, like, Daredevil Season 2 is kind of Punisher and Daredevil. don't know. Anyway, well, yeah. But yeah, really good. I liked everybody's story. Like, sometimes the shows, you're like, I don't care about this person's storyline. But I liked all the storylines, everybody's. Vincent D'Onofrio is amazing. And I just like everybody. I like Foggy's. I like Karen's. I like Daredevil's. It was all good stuff. Good fake Daredevil, Bullseye's origin and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was all cool. So, I 13 episodes was fine. It didn't feel too long. Sometimes in the middle it feels long, but no, I think it went perfectly. And it was more focused. It was like a more focused story. Sometimes I could get too spread out, but this was just like a simple, focused story with not a lot of like.
Was there any like weird one episodes?
There was the one like Karen Page's flashback episode, but it was really good. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. But yeah, they still. I was like, are they going to fall into that pattern where they do a flashback? They did do that.
I think that's just like a Netflix thing.
Yeah, it might be.
I think every Netflix show does that.
You have to have like the one flashback episode.
Oh, this reminds me. Are you going to watch House of Cards?
I don't think so.
I heard this season is
the worst one, right?
Horrible.
I didn't even watch the last one.
Me neither.
Before all the Kevin Spacey stuff.
I'm glad I dodged that bullet.
After the election, me and you both watched the first episode.
We watched the first episode and we're like, this is trash.
Yeah. They're killing the guy's shocking yawn. Like,
yeah. I was like, the U.S. government is way more interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. I didn't have any hopes for how are you gonna make that show good? I don't know. It was already on a sinking ship, I thought. So, but that's the last season, right? They're not making it
this
anymore.
This new one, yeah.
Yeah. So that's when does that come out?
It already came out.
Oh, it did come out. I didn't even know.
Came out on Friday.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, Daredevil season 3. Watch a Daredevil. I'm debating, do I want them to cancel the show so maybe they could find another way to use Daredevil? But I don't know if they would.
That's the thing.
That's my concern, so. I hope they don't cancel Daredevil because it still works on this format.
I wish they did do more legal stuff. I feel like we don't see him as a lawyer.
Maybe season 4. Okay, because it's kind of about Daredevil like giving up Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
So like,
I wish in retrospect, I wish they did more law stuff.
Because I think they do that season 1.
They show a good amount of him helping the community in both ways.
Yeah, and so I do agree with that. They need to go back to
that's why I like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Because he
So helps. It's kind of, if you're on the Matt Murdock-y side, it's more Daredevil than Matt Murdock.
Like if there was a Bruce 3. Wayne movie where I saw Bruce Wayne handing out turkeys and then fighting Mr. Freeze like for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not a real Bruce Wayne fan, though.
You're the personally. Only person. You're the only person in the whole world.
Yeah, I like Batman. I don't really Bruce Wayne. I like Matt.
You don't care for like the rich guy who chooses to help people.
No, I don't really.
Like if Bruce like Wayne had the morals of Wayne Thomas Wayne
moments where he's like, I'm going to buy this whole hotel.
Yeah, see, I don't want that. I want him to be like Thomas Wayne.
Dark Knight moments.
To be like, yeah, like it's our job to help people. That's my argument for like the like being a liberal. It's like, if you have the money, it's your responsibility to take care of people who don't.
Yeah, but I...
Like Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
He says that speech to...
The great power comes great responsibility.
No, it's not that speech. It's the speech he gives...
The second Uncle Ben?
Yeah. Where you're like, this is a strange speech.
Like, this is a roundabout way of saying with great
like,
power.
Great power. Yeah, he's like, when you can do something, it's your obligation to do something.
To do that thing. I'm like, oh, you mean like, that's...
Oh, see, like you mean vote Democrat. Okay, got it, Uncle Ben.
See, I feel like if Marvel Studios made the Spider-Man movie, they would he would say that, and then Peter Parker would say back to him, oh, so like when you have great power, they would make fun of it.
Great responsibility?
Yeah. But
what, do you get out off a sign or something, Uncle Ben?
You have a fortune cookie now? What's happening?
But yeah. Discussion this week, video idea. What, do you have any ideas for the video? I realize I'm not as good of an editor. I need to
Ask
some of my friends.
It would be a difficult video idea, but I kind of want to do like, take clips of our podcast and make like an animated.
Yeah, you're reaching for the stars.
I'm reaching. I know it's a hard thing, but I like that idea.
We can try to see if Ryan or Usher or you can pick up animation.
If we just need get somebody to animate.
Yeah, just pick up animation.
And I've already done the work. Take clips of stuff I've said.
You don't want to contribute anymore.
I contributed. I have all the content. What do you mean? You don't want to contribute anymore.
I want to see this conversation we're having right now get animated.
Exactly. See?
Crazy.
I've done most of the work. You just have to animate it. Most of the work is the talking. You can't animate nothing. It's not a silent film.
Yeah, I guess so.
So there you go. Do voice actors get paid a lot of money? Yes.
Do they get paid more than the animators?
I think so. I'd be interested.
That's crazy.
They have to, right? If you're the famous voice actors.
If you're famous.
Like the star of the show. They get paid more than the guy.
But how many people, if you collectively took all the salaries of the animators.
True. I'm not doing that, though. I'm not collectively.
You're just taking, you want one person.
Yes.
To do all that work.
Do the equivalency of all those persons, but get paid as one person.
One of those people.
Yes. There you go. Now you're getting me.
Okay.
So that's my idea.
That's what they should do as a comparison. We could
just outsource it, right? To some other country?
No, we could look into that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
We could do one of those weird South Korean, what are those things? Have you seen those? But they don't, it's not really what we're talking about, but like.
Those oil paintings?
No. They do those like South Korean recreation things.
Oh, those weird 3D ones? Those are really
funny. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
like, it's not dialogue through it. It's just like images.
It's like.
It's really funny.
Yeah, though. They do like. When
I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Samsung
but...
and Apple. There's like a whole news website, a news channel on YouTube.
Yeah.
That just does that.
Yeah. Those are kind of funny.
Yeah, we could do that one, I guess.
Yeah.
What
was your idea? Simpler one, I assume.
Yeah, just something that requires like no editing.
Yeah, something that we just have to record.
No, I've been trying to.
Well, you've been trying to. We tried to do that pizza thing for a while.
That one, and then I've been editing the interview. I'm just trying to line them up.
Yeah.
Well, I need to talk to my friends.
That's what I'm saying. You got to do those transition cuts where you just cut to like those weird transition shots. Maybe showing the freeway. I don't know.
No, I'm trying to do the interview because I want
to. Oh, the interview. But I'm talking about the ones you were doing in the car.
Yeah.
Are you editing that
I haven't
too?
Even touched that. Because
well, if you do that, I think that's a way to cut.
Like, yeah. That's the easier way to just out from the conversation.
Yeah.
Especially because I didn't realize GoPros heat up so much.
Oh, yeah.
They just overheat when they're in the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. And then, let's see if this one's up.
Well, are you able to, because we have two angles, right? Are you able to use one audio track and then cut it?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to line up the two video tracks so I can just switch between them.
Oh, yeah. So the audio, everything would line up, basically.
Yeah.
But
it looks pretty good. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I think that's my phone. This is the GoPro. I didn't realize that I was recording on my phone at
audio's 1080p. Coming out. That's what I was
Yeah, it sounds
about.
Good. The GoPro audio, I think, sounds better than the iPhone audio.
Yeah, I think the GoPro audio.
See? It's good.
Yeah. Came up pretty well.
Just a matter of doing it. I don't know how. I need to text some of my editor friends. Luckily, I have friends who edit video for a living.
Yeah.
And they'll probably be like, oh, yeah, you can just do that with two clicks. Just click, click, bam. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm hoping to. That's what I realized. We need to find a way to do timeless video.
Yeah.
Even if we recorded stuff like our board games and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Did we do an audio version of us playing something? Doesn't really work audio. We did a D&D audio, right?
We did D&D a few times.
We did that, yeah.
And then, but I'm trying to get more video.
Yeah,
because I was looking at articles.
We should do a video of us playing. Maybe record us playing when we played Pandemic.
Yeah. Even if it's just like time lapse of us actually playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like we just talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that'd be good because I think
do commentary on ourselves.
Yeah, I was reading how like uploading your podcast to YouTube isn't a good idea because it hurts your channel in the long run.
Yeah,
and people won't look for it on other ways. Like it doesn't lead into like more subscribers on audio and stuff, so it's not as easy as just uploading the audio to YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
Next week, Pixar short from movie extending scene. So that's kind of like what they've been doing lately with Incredibles.
Yeah.
I think Incredibles are the only two places that you see it, really. where it's like Jack-Jack Attack and Auntie Edna and Jack-Jack, which I saw that one. It was like perfect. It's everything you wanted because it's the new one, which they released with the release of the Incredibles 2 on home video, is the scene when Edna is babysitting Jack-Jack and you see everything that goes through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts from Mr. Incredible dropping off Jack-Jack to him picking up Jack-Jack. So it kind of fits perfectly within the movie. So what movie or what scene would you want kind of to see more of?
Okay.
On Netflix today, The Sea of Trees. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart and This Week in Movies in the Now and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.